Now, by duality, we can also consider transmatrix has full row normal rank. Then, of course, we have a corresponding characterization that if there's a vector such that the vector multiplied from the left equal to zero, a value at that point. So, in that case, we'll also call that a complex point as transmission zero. This is very, very similar. So we have a characterization for both full row rank and full normal full column rank case. Now, in some special case, if the complex number is not a pole, we can actually even simplify a little bit further. That is, we can characterize that Z is a transmission zero if and only if it actually the transmatrix actually follows the rank. That is, the rank at that point actually can be smaller than the normal rank of the trans function, then that point is a transmission zero of the trans function. Of course, the requirement is that that point is not a pole of that, otherwise the matrix is not defined at that point. In another special case is that if the matrix is also square, okay, and we can actually even simplify it even further, and also determinant is not a zero, so it actually has a full normal rank, okay, the normal rank has a full row rank and full column rank, of course. Then, and also assume that the Z is not a pole, then, of course, the all those conditions can be simplified to the determinant equal to zero. So in this case, we actually can just take the determinant and set it equal to zero, and we can calculate all those transmission zeros. And this is exactly the way we can compute the zeros of the trans matrix we talked about in the early of this lecture. That is, remember that we have a G trans matrix. We saw that it doesn't have zeros, but somehow it cancels one of the poles of the K trans matrix at square root of 2. Now, actually, we can show now here, we can take a determinant of trans matrix, we can see that this trans matrix indeed has a zero at square root of 2. Actually, also has another zero at minus square root of 2, but that's not our concern here.